Okay, so my name's Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust on the 26th of July at 3:05 p.m. And I'm conducting the interview on Trafalgar Square for the One Another project. If I could ask you to tell me your name, age, and where you come from, please.
Okay, my name's Helen Pemberton. I'm 45, and I'm from Bournemouth in Dorset.
Thank you very much. Can you tell me when it was you first found out about the One Another project?
For a couple of months ago, quite near the beginning, I think. I heard about it, whenever that was. Just in the, through the media, just, I don't know, I can't remember actually, it's probably on the news or in the paper, something like that. That's how I heard about it.
What was it that inspired you or motivated you to get involved?
Well, I always sort of follow arts stories fairly generally, not and superficially, I have to say. And I've seen a few exhibitions of Anthony Gormley's stuff, so it's a name I was familiar with. So I just looked at it, read it, and thought, well, that's a good idea. I had heard about the empty plinth before because of the previous things that had been on there. It's just one of those things, I just keep an eye on these things in the news. They said anybody could apply, and without really thinking, I did. I just applied and then didn't really think about it much after that until I heard I'd got a place.
And how did you feel when you were contacted to say you'd been allocated a slot?
Initially, I was absolutely ecstatic. I was really excited. And then I was overcome with fear, thinking, what have I done? Not that I had to do it, but it was really strange. I felt really, really excited for a little while, but then we weren't allowed to tell anyone initially about it, so that was quite sort of frustrating because I was excited about it, but that gave me time to then start thinking about what it actually meant, which is when I moved into the more sort of apprehensive mode, I think.
So what is it you're going to do when you're up on the plinth?
Well, I'm planning to make these seed bombs, these flower seed bombs, which is something that guerrilla gardeners make and use. I personally have never made one before, so yeah, I could get in a real mess up there actually, especially if it's windy, things get blown around, or the pigeons could want seeds, so I'm not quite sure how it's going to go, and I don't know how long it takes to make them either, because I've never done it before, so I hope I don't have to pack up a load of sludge and mess to bring back with me, because I haven't managed to finish it, but that's my plan anyway.
And can you explain to us the concept a little bit of how you're going to be making the bombs, what guerrilla gardening is, and why it's significant or important to you?
Well, I'm not an expert on guerrilla gardening at all, but my general understanding is that it's really about sort of reclaiming urban spaces that are left derelict or messy, just not cared for, to make your environment a nicer place. Inner cities are not necessarily the most attractive places, but they can be a lot nicer, and it's really about people get together and go out and plant plants. It is technically illegal, but it's one of those sort of things that it doesn't make much sense for it to be illegal when it's just beautifying an area. The seed bomb is it's a bit more connected to the guerrilla side of it, I think, in that it's not the bomb, that it's a bomb, but it's really for if there's an area that you can't access very easily to actively garden, but it's a real mess, you make these bombs, you get some seeds. Wildflower seeds are what I'm going to use today, along with some sunflower seeds. Mix it up with some compost, get some clay dust, a bit of water. Hopefully it ends up in a manageable lump, and you mold it into your bomb shape or ball shape, whatever shape you want. Leave it to dry, and then it's quite hard, and then you can just go along to wherever your ugly bit of urban spaces that you can't get to, you surreptitiously chuck these bombs in. And over time, the rain and the sun, hopefully there's some sun, will break down the clay element of it, and the compost is there to give nutrients to the seeds, which hopefully will germinate, and then you get some lovely flowers instead of a horrible urban wasteland. as I say, I haven't done it before, so quite if it works or not, I don't know, but that's sort of the theory behind it. It means something to me. I've always been a very keen gardener, but I don't have a garden at the moment, and for the last couple of years, I've developed a neurological condition which affects my right hand, which is my dominant hand, which is rather unfortunate, and life's become quite difficult for me. I've had to learn to do a lot of things left-handed, but you do realise there's a lot of things you do two-handed, and I have a lot of pain with my hand, so if I do use it, I'm in pain. So my gardening side of life is sort of pulled away to almost nothing, really, which is something I find very frustrating. And I think maybe making seed bombs is something I can do, but it's sort of, I really, you know, I just think we need to get back to basics a bit. Or I personally would like to get back to a bit more sort of grounded life and what I things I value, and this is something I value. And when I knew I was going on the plinth, I thought, you know, okay, what the hell am I going to do on there? And I felt I wanted to do something. I didn't want to go on and just, I don't mind doing nothing if that's important to me, but I wanted to do something that actually meant something, because this is a sort of, it's part of a big project, and I you know, just by being here, you're part of it. But I think for me as an individual, and probably for all of us who are going up there, it does need to mean something for us, otherwise why would we bother doing it? Might as well stay at home and watch it on the internet or something. So when I was thinking about, you know, what means something to me, I thought, well, the gardening does. And I actually contacted this man, Richard Reynolds. He set up a website, thegorillagardening.org. And I sent him an email saying I wanted to do some kind of guerrilla gardening. Did he have any suggestions? And he came up with a seed bomb idea, which was really, really helpful. Because I hadn't even heard of him before. So yes, there's quite a lot involved in it, actually, to get to this point. But I'm hoping it's a good choice. I just thinking I'm just going to get covered in dust because it's quite windy out there. But what the hell, doesn't matter. What will be will be. I don't mind.
What impact would you like your hour to have?
Well, I suppose really, if somebody hears the word guerrilla gardening and thinks, oh, what's that, and takes it further and looks about them and considers their environment, then I'd be really chuffed if that would happen. I'm not going to stand up there shouting about it at all, because I'm far too reserved a person for that. So it's going to be by some sort of osmosis they're going to have to realise what this is all. I'm hoping someone will ask me what I'm doing. I don't mind answering from up there, but I can't imagine myself standing there declaiming. It's sort of not my way. So that would be nice. But also, I've had some friends I haven't seen for years have come up today to see me, and my family, my immediate family, are here as well. So it's sort of a bit of a reunion event as well for me personally, which is obviously, it's not going to be, although they probably will be on a bit of film somewhere. So that's quite an important thing for me to get out of today as well.
Okay, thank you. Who would you say you're doing this for then?
For me. It's quite selfish, actually. I put in my blurb on the internet that you know, because of this neurological condition, my life's changed, and I can't do a lot of the things I used to do, and it's sort of it's very difficult since this has happened to see what my life, you know, how I can run my life now, how I can live my life the way I want to do it. And in a way, I don't want to make too much of it, but this is doing something for me, and I've tried to make it something I can do with one hand mostly. And yeah, it's just for me to say I've done something, really, I suppose, because I've had a bit of a rough couple of years, and I don't want it to sound all sort of grim and serious and very sort of heroic, but I think, to be honest, that is a part of it.
And can you explain to us a little bit, tell us a little bit about your background, what you do for a living, what you do in your spare time?
Well, I'm not working now. I spend a lot of my life at the moment on pain management programs run by the NHS, which are really brilliant. Learning to live with chronic pain, it's very gloom and doom, but that's sort of how I spend my life at the moment. I am a trained occupational therapist, and I have spent years working. I worked in psychiatric units, and I worked in physical rehab units and what have you. But I had actually given that up and started training as a gardener when I developed my condition, for want of a better word. So so at the moment I'm in a state of change, but that's my previous working background.
Okay, thank you. And what kind of aspirations do you have? What hopes and fears would you like to see for the next few years?
That's quite difficult, actually. I suppose I have to come to terms with what I can and can't do now, which it sounds like quite a small thing, but it's huge, actually. And finding ways to manage things, finding things I can do, and my partner and I actually want to, we have this idea that we want to run a campsite and a little campsite for walkers on the coast, and I reckon I'd manage that. And so that is actually my main aim, but I've got to get to the point where I'm able to manage it physically and mentally, I suppose. So that's my main aim. Do a bit of gardening there. Maybe not seed bombs, just proper gardening.
And what things would you say are most important to you at the moment in your life?
Is my children are they're grown up, but they never grow up to a parent. So there's my children who are here outside today, which I'm really pleased about. Sorry, what was the question again?
What things are most important to you in life?
Yeah, so, okay, my children, how could I forget that was about being most important? Yeah, it's my children, but also being I do like to achieve things. I like to have a target, and I like to achieve things, don't you? And I'm having to scale that down and change the sort of path of that, but I still want to be able to achieve things. I think that gives me satisfaction in life, And I this thing about sort of contributing to society, to sort of make the world a slightly better place, even if it's on a very small scale. I think we're all responsible in our own way. So, all quite serious, heavy things, really. But that's me.
Thank you. Can you say how it is you're feeling? Tell us how you're feeling half an hour before you go up on the plane. 50 minutes before you go up.
Well, until you gave me that time check, I was feeling better. But now my legs are getting wobbly again. No, I'm all right. I sort of feel a little bit detached from it, actually. Like I'm not quite aware of what I'm doing, which could be good. I'm just a bit worried because on the way here, I tripped over twice. My sandals have got this really long floppy bit at the toe, and I tripped over the pavement twice and nearly fell flat on my face. So I'm a bit nervous I'm going to do that. I'm going to get off that truck and trip straight over on the plinth. So I'm a bit worried about that. But otherwise, I'm okay. Mouth's a bit dry.
And have you got any closing comments on being a part of the One Another project? Any thoughts?
Well, I mean, I've been watching it on the internet, and I find that really interesting to sort of look at what other people are doing and sort of observe things and get ideas for myself for what I don't want to do up there. But being here today, it's been really good, actually. I think, you know, you are nervous, but when you get here and all you guys are here and all very cheerful and positive and relaxed, I think that's very helpful. And it's made it quite a good experience so far. It's enjoyable.
Great, thank you very much.
Okay.